While African Americans have been instrumental in shaping and defining America's food culture for centuries, their contributions were often invisible, replaced by stereotypes such as an illiterate Aunt Jemima who cooked mostly by natural instinct. Tony Tipton Martin has spent years building one of the largest private collections of cookbooks by African American authors, all the while uncovering and exploring their numerous and varied contributions. Her book, The Jemima Code, presents more than 150 of these cookbooks, from rare 19th century texts to modern classics. Contributor Noelle Carter talked with Tony about her discoveries.
Tony, it's a pleasure to speak with you today. What is The Jemima Code, and what was the inspiration for your project?
Well, first, let me say thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be here and to bring these authors' stories to light. The idea of a Jemima Code occurred to me in the process of researching the varied history of African Americans working in America's kitchens. And I discovered that they were quite a bit invisible. And so the idea of the code is that invisibility has provoked reactions from all of us throughout the years. There's just so many multifaceted ways that people react to the Aunt Jemima image, and the image was built on a myth that compiled various characteristics of African-American women into this one larger-than-life mammy-type character. And scholars are still questioning who Mammy was and what she really represented. And so the fact that a culinary stereotype, which turned into a trademark, came out of that is really what has caused this idea for me of a Jemima Code.
The book explores a number of stereotypes surrounding African-American cooking, including that, say, it's simply about soul food or that it's born out of poverty cooking. And then you blow those stereotypes up.
Yes, that is true. You know, these books represent all walks of life. They are largely African Americans functioning in middle class settings, whether that is their own environments when they have the resources or while they are at work. And what we're able to see there is the amazing flexibility and nimbleness of these cooks who are able to adjust between environments from their own home, perhaps less fortunate environments in some cases, to cooking in a really opulent space with amazing ingredients, access to all of the tools and possible gadgets that one could need in the kitchen. And they did all of that working from memory. So the idea that these cookbooks stand as a representation for so, so many others that didn't have the ability to record what they were doing is pretty phenomenal. And among those characteristics that they demonstrate for us in the kitchen, besides the incredible memory, is the fact that they're able to perform what we think of as chef techniques, culinary classic technique. We can see that in the recipes that they're creating. They just don't know to call it that.
In addition to cookbooks, your collection includes related books and manuals covering such issues as catering and even servitude. One of the authors you profile, Helen Mahamat, owned her own cooking school, and she published a manual covering cooking, domestic service, and catering. Can you talk a little bit about her?
Sure. So Helen Mahamat is representative of the motive behind a lot of the cookbooks. And we can look at the publishing of those books in two ways, right? The historic representation would be that these were just people who were creating books in order to provide more servants, right? And that would be a very negative way to look at the situation.
Right.
But if we try to look at it through a more positive lens, taking the same information, we're able to see that here is a woman who, yes, she's conveying messaging to create more caterers, but she's conveying to us what she values in the kitchen and her professional values, what her work ethic is. And she conveys that in a very loving but also technical way. She's very precise. There is a culinary academy feel to her material. So it's really a wonderful view into the mind of a culinary instructor who traditionally and historically have been represented as unable to convey their competencies. ordinarily what we've historically known about these people is that they could cook very well, but that they could not communicate their skills beyond their immediate community. And of course, the working within the oral tradition and the inability to read and write would be a hindrance. But what these books show us is that when they had the opportunity, they were quite able to convey what they knew to be their knowledge and their wisdom. And what we can see through the social arc that is created by these books, I've recorded them chronologically, but what is really wonderful about them is that they also speak to us about political and social issues of the time. So they're not just conveying their wisdom about cooking, but they're also sharing with us their passion for their communities. Women who published fundraiser cookbooks in order to build facilities for young women where they could learn cooking, but also how to vote and how to purchase land and how to raise their families and how to live more holistically. And then we can see them also educating one another in finer cooking, which they were criticized for that at some point in history as trying to cook white. And I'm troubled, really, by this idea that we have allowed color of one's skin to penetrate food and the table. The table is a place for us to enjoy one another's company and share our commonality, and yet we have used skin color as a wedge, really, at the table. And so my hope for this book, as it was for my ancestors and these authors, is that when we know more about them as individuals, we can then learn to respect them, to learn from them, to be inspired by them, and to return to the kitchen at a time when we're all being encouraged to take better control of our health by cooking for ourselves and consuming less fast and processed food.
Toni, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Toni Tipton Martin is author of The Jemima Code, 2 centuries of African-American cookbooks. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen Director and writes the Culinary SOS column.